So to continue with our Yom Kippur Shilas, Rav Zilberstein quotes a Shila from the Ben Ish Chai in his Tshuvas called Torah Lishma. Shila is number Resh Sadi Aleph. I had a little trouble finding it, but I haven't found it yet, but I heard it's online, so Bez Hashem. But I saw Rav Zilberstein brings down the Tshuva, and the Tshuva is as follows. A person was once in a very dangerous situation, and he told Hashem, if you save me from this situation, I am going to donate a shul. I'm going to build a new shul. A very generous thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu saves this person. And afterwards, he realized that he wanted to come. He wanted to make sure that he was good on his vow. Right? Yom Kippur is all about vows. Kol Nidre, we talk about vows. So he wanted to be able to build a shul. He contacted a certain community. And he found out that there's a certain community that wants to build a new shul. Baruch Hashem, he gave him the finances, and after 3-4 months, the shul was almost done. And they thought that the next week they would be able to start. Contractor told the leaders of the shul that Baruch Hashem the shul was almost finished, but however the gutters and the roofing wasn't finished yet. I said, "This okay, no problem. You know, we'll call our friend, Mr. Val, person who took on this matter, he'll have no problem covering it." They called the guy, and lo and behold, the guy said, "I built your shul, I built the beis midrash, I built the classrooms, I built the bathrooms, I built everything. I have to build the gutters. I don't have to build the roof. I built your shul. I committed to my vow. I fulfilled my what I told Hashem I would do. I don't have to do it." So now they come to the Ben Ish Chai, and Rav Zilberstein quotes it. Does this guy have to? To continue to build the gutters, or does he not? Does he have to? Can he just leave it? Because he actually built the physical structure, or does he have to continue and finish off the gutters and the roof? So, Ben Ish Chai quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra on Gimel Amud Beis. Says the following: Rav Chisda says that one is not allowed to destroy a shul until a new shul is built in its place. Can't destroy a shul until a new shul is ready to go. So the Gemara there says that for two reasons. One is we want to make sure that they don't neglect to build a new shul, and if once they destroy it, then they're not gonna make the new shul. Secondly, why do they say that you can't destroy a shul until a new shul is built? It's for more of a practical reason. Meir is because you have to have a place to daven. If you destroy a shul without having a new shul first, you're not going to have a place. You're not going to have a place to daven. Or are you going to daven on the street? It's not shaykh. So the Gemara continues and says an amazing story. That Rav Ashi was once in a place called Masa Mechasya. He was once in this place, and he saw that there were cracks in the shul. So the Gemara says right before this story, just an outside thing, that this din of Rav Chisda only applies if there are no cracks in the shul, in the old shul. However, if there are cracks in the shul in the roofing, you're allowed to destroy the shul for a new one. So sorry, I didn't say that. Let me just say that outside again. The Gemara says that Rav Chisda's din that you're not allowed to destroy a shul until a new shul is built in its place only applies if there are no cracks in the shul. Basically, if the shul has no issues. But if the shul has issues and it has cracks, you're allowed to destroy it to build a new one. So now the Gemara gets to the story of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was once in Masa Mechasya, and he saw that there were these cracks. The shul was falling apart. What happened? The Gemara says. Rav Ashi made sure that the shul was destroyed, and he moved his own bed into the rubble. Of the old shul. So why did he do this, Moshe? Why did he do this, Zach? Why would he move his bed into these uncomfortable conditions in this situation? He did it so it would make sure that he would to take care of building the new shul quicker. To make sure that he would hasten the process of making sure it would happen. So we see that the Ben Ish Chai says, the Gemara ends off saying that he didn't move back into his home until the gutters and the roof was all finished. Gemara says, Rav Ashi did not move back until the gutters and the roof was finished. So the Ben Ish Chai says this is a great proof. We see that a shul is not called a shul until the roof and to the gutters are fully put in. It's not just a part of the shul. It's not just like an extra thing. Okay, we have gutters, we have a roof. It's an essential part to the structure. So now come back to this guy. This guy who thinks that his vow's done. His vow's not done until he he takes care of the gutter situation. I think, you know, it's important in Yom Kippur, if we all did Atar Sandarim, whether we did it or not, make sure, one is to make sure that with the vows that we take upon, we make sure to try to fulfill, and if not, we do Atar Sandarim. And two, should we zoche to build shuls, Amir Tashem, and not have to be put into dangerous situations, Amir Tashem. Have a great day.